God. We're going to have a baptismal service here in a few minutes. And, I want to tell you that I'm excited about it. I always get excited when people want to get baptized, because that just means that there's a deeper commitment coming in their life. And, you know, a lot of people, I've heard people say, do you think baptism's really necessary? And yes, I do, because Jesus thought it was so necessary that he went to John the Baptist to be baptized. And when he went there, John the Baptist told him, he says, I have need to be baptized of you. And he knew that there was a greater baptism than what he was doing. But also, Jesus said, all righteousness must be fulfilled. You know, and John stuck him down in the water and baptized him, you know. When he came up out of the water, he said, he beheld him, and he said he saw the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And there was even a voice that spoke and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, you know. So anybody that don't think baptism is necessary, it is. And, you know, I'm not trying to lay any guilt trips on anybody, but if you haven't been baptized, we got some really nice warm water up here. And you'll dry out. If you didn't bring some clothes, it's hot outside. You could probably go out there and stand for 15, 20 minutes and you'd be dry. Jump in your car and go home after we do it. Praise the Lord. But I'll tell you, I wanted to be baptized after I gave my life to the Lord. And I can't say how it works for everybody, but I can tell you how it worked for me. And I can tell you that after I got baptized, it was like I looked at everything different. The trees looked more beautiful, and I thought, God, you made all these trees. Everything I looked at, I could just see the glory of God in it. Because that cleansing power of Jesus really moved and flowed, you know. And, you know, we've got this portable baptismal pool here, and we did that. We got that so that we could fire that thing up pretty quick. And I thank Clyde for all the labor that he does in getting this ready, because he does a wonderful job, and we sure appreciate him. And, you know, I know when I wanted to get baptized, I came to church and I talked to Brother Eddie back then, and I told him, I said, yeah, I want, my mom brought me, and I said, I want to get baptized. And he asked me, he says, have you read the scriptures about baptism? Because I hadn't been coming to church. I just came with my mom. But God had been dealing with me for months before I ever even came to church. And I'd given my life to the Lord, and he had given me an insatiable hunger to get into his word. And I was just in his word all the time. And to the extent that I actually kind of almost wondered if Margaret was going to leave me, because that's all I wanted to do, was just delve into God's word. And, you know, I asked Brother Eddie, I said, could I get baptized? And he said, you know, there's different types, different ways to baptize. Have you read all the scriptures concerning baptism? And I said, yeah. And he said, you know, one says Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I baptize you in that name. And he said, and there's one in the book of Acts. And I said, yeah, and I found the one in the book of Acts. And I said, that's the way I want to be baptized. And anybody who comes up here, we will baptize you either way, either in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, or we will baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's the way that after the day of Pentecost, when Peter and them came forward, and he began to expound unto them everything that Jesus had done, and that he was both Lord and Christ. And they were smitten in their hearts, and they said, what must we do to be saved? And he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall. And that word shall has been really emphasized in the news today and in the last few weeks. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And this promise is unto you and unto all that the, all of your family and unto as many as the Lord our God will call. And, you know, I like the shall, because that's a definite article there. And I'm going to tell you, that's the way I like to baptize people, in the name of Jesus Christ, because I want you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the most important baptism of all. And you know, in the natural, when a woman is in her late terms in her pregnancy and she's about ready to have a baby, do you know what happens to let you really know that that baby's coming? She has labor pains, but the thing that really tips it off is when her what breaks? Her water. Because that baby is encased in a sack full of water. And it's the amniotic fluid and all that kind of stuff. But Susan could probably tell you more about that than I can. I'm not too medically wise in that sense. But that's when you really know that baby's coming. And it's coming when that happens. It's going to come. And, you know, that's why when we realize that when we're getting baptized, we're identifying with Christ, we're identifying with going down into that water and coming up a new creation man, we're identifying that that water is the washing of the water of the Word of God. It's a type of that, and you're being immersed in Him. And when you come up out of that water, I want the heavens to be open to you. And I want the Holy Spirit to start speaking to your heart. And I want your life to start changing. You don't have to change it, but He will change it. And I believe that. And when we do this baptismal service, we're going to see that there's going to be some changes in people's lives. And I believe that. I'm going to read you a few scriptures, and then we'll go ahead and have that service. And anybody that's going to get baptized, if you aren't ready, toward the end of my sermon here, if you would slip out and get ready or change clothes or whatever you're going to do. And I believe we have four people that's going to get baptized. We were supposed to have five, but my friend that called me and wanted me to baptize him, he lives in Georgetown, and he's not very healthy. He's in pretty bad shape. He just got out of a nursing home not too long ago, and he called me, hunted me down, and I hadn't seen him since we were teenagers, and that's been a little while down the road. I still feel like a teenager, though. I know I'm not. But he called me, he left a message on my phone, and he says, he tracked me down, and he says, "Is this Oscar Bowling, Junior Bowling, married to Margaret Scott, about 72 years old?" And he went in there down the whole gamut of, you could tell he was unsure. And I called him back and I said, "Yeah, you got me, buddy." And he says, "I feel like the Lord told me that I should contact you, that I can get saved by you or through you." And I said, "Well, buddy," I said, "I'd be glad to pray with you." And he said, "I want to get baptized too." And I said, "Well, okay." And I said, "But I can pray with you right over the phone right now. And you can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior." And I did. And he told me, he says, "I'm crying as you're praying for me." And he says, "And I feel different. I feel different. I'm different now." And I said, "Well, praise the Lord," you know. And you know, when you give your life to the Lord, you should feel different. There should be a change. And there is a change, because that acknowledging of Him, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And when you realize that Christ in you begins to direct your life and begins to change your attitudes and your motivations, you don't have to do a whole lot other than just be obedient to what you feel like the Holy Spirit bids you to do. And anyway, I told him, I said, "Yeah," I said, "I could probably baptize you in a couple of weeks." I said, "I would want to put the word out in case other people wanted to be baptized too." And he hasn't showed up yet, but he lives in Georgetown, Ohio. He's pretty far away. And I don't know if he's gotten sick again or what, but he had just gotten out of a nursing home not too long ago. So anyway, keep him in your prayers. His name is Randy. And you know. I'm not bragging about this, but me and him got in a lot of trouble when we was kids together. And he told me, he says, "You chose the good way and I chose the bad way." And I said, "Well, I don't know about that, but because I don't know everything he's been into, but I know he's had some problems." And you know, that's the neat thing about when you have a praying mother and you have a praying family. A lot of times I couldn't do a lot of the things that a lot of my friends did. You know, God kept me from doing a lot of those things. And, you know, if he ends up showing up here sometime, hopefully he won't tell you all the bad stories about us. He might, I don't know. But hopefully he doesn't. But we really didn't. I really didn't do too many bad things, but a few, you know. But anyway, just keep him in your prayers, because I know I felt his heart, and I know he really wants to make that commitment to the Lord, and I believe he did. So I'm not sure exactly why he didn't make it. He might not have been able to find a place. But anyway, keep him in your prayers. And I'm going to read you a few of these scriptures. In Matthew 3:11 through 17, it said, this is where John the Baptist said, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and will thoroughly purge his flour and gather the wheat into his garner, and will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Now, I am going to say this to you. I'm not trying to heap no condemnation, but we all have some chaff in our life at times. And when I first got saved, one of the first sermons I ever heard Brother Eddie preach was about the chaff. And the chaff, he said, is necessary until the full kernel of wheat comes to maturity. And a lot of times, some of the things that we keep praying for, "Oh, Lord, change me in this situation," or "change me in that situation," and it seems like that situation doesn't change. Sometimes he's allowing that chaff to stay there for a while, but he's dealing with you on the inside, and he's maturing you on the inside. You mature from the inside out, not from the outside in. And, you know, chaff is that kernel that's around the wheat. And once you break that open, then you get down to the wheat that you can make bread from. And it's sort of like the husk on the corn, you know. That husk is really of no value, but it's of great value until that corn comes to its full maturity. And then once it does, that husk is to be ripped off, and it's to be cast into the fire and burned because it's of no value. So when he says that about, you know, burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire, he's not talking about destroying you. He's talking about destroying that thing that keeps you from being like him. Okay? And I want you to understand that. It said, "Then come Jesus from Galilee to John to be baptized of him. But John forbid him, and saying, I have need to be baptized of thee," or of you, "Lord. And you come unto me?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Suffer it to be so for now." In other words, he said, "Let it happen, because this needs to happen." And he said, "For thus it has become for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he suffered him. Then he yielded to Jesus and said, "Okay, I'm going to baptize you." And he did. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went straight up out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." You know, I believe that when you give your life to the Lord and you become baptized, and like I told you in the book of Acts, the third chapter, where it talks about, they asked Peter, "What must we do to be saved?" He said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And, you know, in Joel 2:28-29, it says, "And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." So any of you old men, if you start dreaming, you're falling right in order with this. And you young guys, if you start having visions of what God wants you to do, you yield yourself and do exactly what he wants you to do. But anyway, and he says here, and it shall come to pass, and I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon my handmaidens. In those days will I pour out my spirit. And in Zechariah 12:10, I'm just going to read you a few scriptures. And it says in Zechariah 12:10, it says, I will pour out upon the house of David, upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one is in bitterness for his firstborn son. You know, a lot of people worry about the Jews. Let me tell you what. The Jews were not going to receive Jesus Christ until the fullness of the Gentiles came in. Gentiles were people who did not know God at that point. And Gentiles takes in everybody out there other than the Jews. But let me tell you what. The Jews are going to be saved too. And they're going to look upon him whom they have pierced. And they're going to come to that knowledge. In Zechariah 12:10 it says, For I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one is in bitterness for his firstborn. In Isaiah 32:15, and he said, Until the Spirit be poured out upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitfulness of the field be counted as a forest. Let me tell you what, we sing a song in here, Thank God I'm a Tree. There's going to come a mighty, mighty forest of people who are going to have, there are going to be like trees of the Lord. And in the first psalm, it says, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, for he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water. And it says, and he shall bring forth his fruit in his own season, and his roots are going to go down deep, and you know that fruit is the fruit of the Spirit, and God's the one that causes the fruit of the Spirit to come up in your life. So don't worry if your fruit's a little green for a long time, because it stays green for a long time. And I've told you all the story about when I was a kid, used to eat grapes and climb over the fence, and there was a grape vineyard next door, and they didn't do anything with them, so they didn't say anything. They were purple Concord grapes. I tried to eat them when they were green, and they were bitter. You could not eat them. You spit them out instantly. They were so bitter. But I was really determined. I tried it time and time again until they turned purple, and then I'd eat them. And they'd let me eat them. They didn't care. And I still love grapes to this day. And Margaret, every time we go to the store, she looks to see if grapes are on sale, because I eat them by the handful because I love them. But I'm going to tell you what, there's a definite principle there in the fruit. Everybody loves some kind of fruit. And God wants you to be a fruitful person. And he's going to cause the fruit of the Spirit to be in your life. As you go through this baptism today and as you give your life to the Lord in a greater depth, and he's going to cause that baptism of the Holy Spirit to come into you, and you're going to be a new creation person. And I believe that with all my heart. And he says here in Isaiah 44:2 through 3, it says, For thus saith the Lord that made thee and that formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground, and I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. You know, in John 7:37 through 39, it said, In the last days of the great feast, and this was the Feast of Tabernacles. And the Feast of Tabernacles is a very important feast. And I believe we're moving towards that Feast of Tabernacles in the spiritual realm. Because in that feast, people went out and built booths, and they had an experience with God in themselves. And he's going to tabernacle his people. And it says, in the last days of the great feast, Jesus stood up and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scriptures has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake, he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because the Spirit was not, Jesus was not yet glorified. And in Galatians 3:14, it says that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that he might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And in Acts 2:14 through 21, but Peter standing up with the 11, and this is after the day of Pentecost, and what happened was after Jesus was crucified and he rose from the dead, all the disciples, they got into the upper room, and there was 120 of them up there, and it says in the scriptures that they all got in one accord, and it wasn't a Honda. I got a Honda Accord, so I know what it is to get in an accord like that. But one accord. You ever try to get 120 people into one place of total agreement? Not easy. It probably took a while. But I'm going to tell you what. And that was a type of what happened with Solomon in the Old Testament. After they built the temple after David's death, and they'd raised the temple, he had 120 worshipers praising God, blowing the trumpets, 120 trumpets. And buddy, when that 120 trumpets blew, the glory of God fell. And it was amazing. And let me tell you what, on the day of Pentecost, when they were in the upper room, 120 of them, and it wasn't by chance, it was 120, because they were going to be the trumpets of God. And buddy, when they got in one accord, the Holy Spirit came into the room like a mighty rushing wind, and tongues of fire set upon their head, and they all began to speak in other languages, you know. And in Jerusalem at that time, there was people all over Jerusalem that had different languages, and they all heard them speaking in their language, and they all heard them glorifying God. And they said, well, you know, Peter came out and he said, men and brethren, don't think that these fellows are drunk, being it's just, I can't remember if it was the third hour of the day, but it was early in the day. He said, because they're not drunk with wine. But he basically said, this is that which was spoken of the prophet Joel about he was going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters would prophesy. And then as Peter went on to talk to them, he began to tell them, you know, and this is Acts 2:14-21. But Peter standing up with the 11 and lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea and all you that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as you suppose, but seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In Acts 2:36-41, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this that same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles and men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and unto your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this upward generation. And they that gladly received the word were baptized the same day, and were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Boy, that's a baptism. I wish we could baptize 3,000 a day, but we're not going to. We're going to baptize the ones that God sent to be baptized. Praise God. Galatians 3, 26 and 27. I'm almost done here. It says, for you are all children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And I want you to know, when you get baptized in this water and the Holy Spirit comes into your life, you just put on Jesus Christ. You sure can.
I stand here today because of the goodness of the Lord.
Yep.
I couldn't talk the walk. The Lord healed me, and I thank you for it. I want everybody to know how good it is.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I love testimonies. You know, can't have a testimony unless you have a test. So sometimes when you feel like you're going through a test, guess what? Turn it into a testimony. Start praising God. Start thanking God. And watch and see if he doesn't do a mighty thing, just like he did with our sister back there. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 1:22. Who hath sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Ephesians 1:13 and 14. In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also you believed, and you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. That's all I had to share with you today about baptism. And I want you to know that when you get baptized today, expect things to change in your life. You don't have to change them. Just be obedient and let God do the changing. Because he's the potter, you're the clay. He can form and fashion you exactly the way he wants you. And don't let yourself get into a place where you get condemned if you fall a little short, or if you feel like you don't do exactly what you should have done. Just begin to say, Lord, please forgive me, and get up and move on. And you know what? He'll forgive you. And you get up and you move on. And it's not about what you've done, but it's about what he's done. And he did it all on Calvary for you. He took the sins of the whole world. The whole world. Not a few people in the whole world, which a lot of Christians seem to believe that. He took the sins of the whole world. They just don't believe it yet. And guess what? We're called to tell them about it. We're called to tell them what he's done. Praise God. So, if you all would come forward. Mark, would you play that number nine for me? Cynthia, you can come up and play after this plays, if you would. After this song plays, you can come up and play if you would.
Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy.
Anybody wants to come up, especially the elders, too, come on up here. Who wants to go first? Okay. Step here first. And then just sit down. Okay. You can do it either way. That's good. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Daryl, I believe you've probably already given your life to the Lord, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ in this water. And we're going to pray that the anointing of the Lord rest on your life in a new and a special way. And you're going to be a different man after this. A I know you gave your life before, but God's going to start making some mighty changes in you because you've made this commitment today. And Father, just you want to put your hand over your mouth and your nose, and we'll lean you back. Okay, slide up just a little bit. Okay, right, good. That's good. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we baptize Daryl Holden today. We ask you that your anointing would rest on his life, that, Father, the gifts and callings that you've called him, that you begin to bring them forth in abundance, that he become that fruitful tree for you, that everywhere he goes, people would want to pluck the fruit of the Spirit off of his life and taste and see that the Lord is good. In the name of Jesus, we baptize you. Amen and amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Anybody has a word for him or anything? Just feel free. For surely, my son, I would say unto you this day that this is the beginning of a new phase in your life. I shall begin to do different things in you that you've never thought you'd ever do. I shall begin to even cause you to say and to do things that you thought, Lord, I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to tell you, you are going to do that, saith the Lord. For surely I've called you and I've placed my hand upon you, and there's going to be such a change in you from this day forward that you're going to be astounded. You're going to think different. You're going to say different things. You're going to do different things because my Spirit is going to begin to rise in your heart with healing in its wings, and it's going to begin to bring the compassion and the joy of the Lord. And it's going to be your strength, and it's going to be the strength of those around you. And I know you've been very tenderhearted about a lot of things, but God's going to break down even more, and you're going to find yourself getting so tender about things that you're going to say, ooh, is that me? Is that manly for me to do that? But I'm going to tell you what, Jesus was the most manly man there ever was. And he wept. And he wept before Jerusalem. And he said, how often would I gather you as a mother hen gathers her brood, and yet you would not. And he wept over them. He wept over the people when they didn't believe that he would raise Lazarus from the dead. But boy, they saw the mighty power of God. And Father, in Jesus' name right now, I thank you for Daryl. I speak a special blessing upon him today. I speak a release upon him. The gifts and callings, I call them forth in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
I would say unto thee, my son, this is just the first page of a new book. And that new book is called Life. And a life abundantly, saith the Lord. And you shall know that you have life and life abundantly, because it's something that you never had before. But you have it from September the 29th, 2019, this very moment, saith the Lord, that I have spoken a new book into your life.
Yes.
And that new book is written by me, saith the Lord. And praise you God. Shall know my word, and you shall feast on it, saith the Lord. And you shall have a hunger and a desire for whatever the Lord saith, that shall you do in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Anybody else? Jim?
How does one climb a mountain, son? But he has to take the first step.
That's right.
And he has to take a second step and a third step. My word declares that if you ask,
okay, thank you, Rich.
And if you seek, you will find. And if you knock, it shall be opened unto thee. So I say, son, continue to walk. I will be with you all of the way. Take advantage of my grace in this new day. I will see to it that you climb to the top of the mountain.
Yes.
As you ask and seek and knock.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Daryl, be still and know that I am God. I pray that you learn to sit and to rest like you've never rested before. And that you have a peace like you've never felt before. Because he'll speak to you in the times of peace when you're just waiting and listening. That's when he'll speak to you the clearest.
Bless you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Here, speak
can't
up.
Give me the word boldness, and I saw a boldness upon you, and Christ just a rain forth through out of you, and that you had a boldness just to speak and to minister and to share him with others.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Anybody else?
Yes.
Praise God. God bless you, buddy. Love you. Help me get this off, Mark. So I'm messing that up. Okay, thanks. That way I can hold it and push it up. Stick it right there.
Do the same thing to her when you make her come.
Okay. All right. Just kind of sit down and step down in there. That's good. Just kind of scooch up there. That's
okay,
good. That's good.
Right,
okay. Praise God.
Praise
the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Father. Natalie, I just feel like the Lord's going to do some real special things with you. And I appreciate even your invitation to all your friends to come and watch you be baptized.
Yes.
Because he said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for this young lady.
Yes.
I ask you, Father, to just pour your Spirit upon her mightily. I thank you, Father, that as she goes off to college, Lord, or she goes to school, whatever, that you, Lord, you let her be a witness and a testimony everywhere she goes to the goodness of the Lord. And Father, just unfold all your gifts and callings in her. We thank you for what her life is and what her life means. And Father, in Jesus' name, and do you want me to do it in the name of Jesus? Okay, I'll do it in the name of Jesus. Just, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, let your anointing rest upon.
Yes.
And Father, we just thank you. Just give her the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Father.
Yes.
Let that Spirit rise up in her heart. And just direct her on each and every day. She's going to be a mighty woman of God for you. You're going to do mighty things through her. And Father, you're going to do great exploits through her. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And now we baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. For surely, my daughter, I would say unto you this day that you are a chosen vessel of me, and that I'm going to begin to fill you with the water of the Word to the point that it fills you completely to the top, and then I'm going to turn it into new wine. And as it turns into new wine, it's going to touch the lives of many. And Father, I just ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, that all the decisions that she makes as she goes forth would be centered in you, Lord. That they would be done prayerfully. And that she would wait upon you, Lord. And just know that all that you've called for her, and you've just prepared a way for her, Father. You're going to make a way that's even going to astound her. There's going to be ways in the days to come that she didn't even plan to do and plan to go. But Father, it's going to be you. And in Jesus' name right now, I ask a special blessing, a special anointing upon her life. And we just give you all praise and all glory and all honor for everything you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen.
I would say unto thee, my daughter, in the past you've known a lot of strength. But I would say unto thee, my strength's going to be seen in you in weakness.
Amen.
You're going to know weakness like you've never known. But in knowing that, you're going to receive strength to be my daughter.
Yes.
Who I see walking with me, talking with me, being led by me, and being obedient to me. For I would say unto thee, thy lips open, saith the Lord, let my words proceed out of your mouth.
Yes.
That you might bring all people to me, saith the Lord. Your friends, that you don't even know your friends yet. There are going to be thousands coming to you. And they're not coming on their own. They don't even know why they're coming. But there's going to be a Spirit upon you and in you and through you that draws people to you, saith the Lord.
Praise God.
And you are going to be a light that shineth in front of me, saith the Lord. And they shall see me in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure.
Natalie, the Lord was just speaking to me about your beauty. And he said that he's going to give you a new beauty beyond what your physical body is, but what your spirit is. And it will draw people to him because you will have a peace like nobody understands. They will not understand where the peace comes from, and it will all be the Lord coming out in you. His peace will reside in you.
Praise the Lord.
And many inquired as to how do I enter the kingdom of God. And I said, you must come as a child. And you have come as a child. And I say, keep your childlike faith, daughter. The Father did the greatest work through a tiny little lamb. And you are my little lamb. Keep your childlike faith. Keep your eyes on me. In Jesus' name I pray.
He kept telling me that to remind you that, lo, I am with you. So wherever you go and whatever you're doing, just always, Jesus is saying, lo, I'm with you. He told me to give you this too. Except for me to give you that. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Lord wants you to know that when times of trouble come, when times of challenges come, that if you will seek him with your whole heart, you will find him. And when you find him, you find all that you need in whatever comes your way. You find the peace that passes all understanding, and you find the comfort that only he can bring you.
Tribulations, processing, if you will, all lead to progression. Yes, everything that comes your way, says the Lord, I'll make it to your good. Thank you. You will progress. Thank you. Don't look at the storm. Look at the Lord. Yes, look at the Lord. Remember when the apostles were in the boat and the storm came up on them? And they said, Lord, don't you care? That's the first thing when we get in a storm. That's the first thing when we come against a challenge or a hardship. We say, Lord, don't you care? And he said to them, O ye of little faith, understand that I do care. Understand that that's the reason why I came and died on Calvary, was to show you how much the Father does care. So everything in your life, as you look to me, will be a step of progression.
And Natalie, I'm going to say this. You've always had a sweet spirit about you. But that sweetness has really been the presence of the Lord surrounding you. And that sweetness is going to draw people to you. Mm-hmm. People are going to start coming to you and telling you things. And you're going to think, why are they telling me this? But I'm going to tell you what. God's going to give you a spirit of wisdom and counsel to where you're going to be able to direct them to the Lord in the right kind of way, not in a way that feels threatening to them or not in a way that feels judgmental, but a loving, gentle way. And Father, in Jesus' name, let that anointing rest on her, Father. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing in her. And she's going to be a mighty, mighty young lady for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
The skies lit up and a dove landed on his shoulder. He said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. What I want you to hear today is, this is my daughter in whom I'm well pleased.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. God bless you, sis. Praise you, Lord. Sam, you're a special vessel unto the Lord. Even your name was not given to you by chance. It was given to you by the Lord. just like in the Old Testament when he named Samuel. That name means heard from God. You're going to hear from God. He's going to speak to you a lot as you grow up. And you're going to do mighty things in him. But you need to ask him each and every day, Lord, what would you have me do today? And Lord, just lead and guide me today. And he'll do that. And he's going to lead you through situations and circumstances and around friends to where they're going to try at times to get you to compromise. But you're going to stand strong in the Lord because he's going to speak to you and you're going to have an inner strength that some of them don't have. But also, he's going to lay them on your heart that you're going to pray for your little friends. You're going to pray, Lord, bless so-and-so, bless this guy, bless that guy. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to bless them because you're going to have heard from God. And Father, in Jesus' name, I just ask you right now, let your anointing rest on Sammy. And Father, just let all the gifts and callings that you have on his life spring forth. And Father, as he grows up, let that word of God mature and become so mighty that even like Samuel of old, that prophetic spirit would rest upon him and that he would give a word of encouragement, a word of strength, a word of direction even for those that need it. And that, Father, he would just be such a blessing unto you. And he's going to be that. I believe it. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Father, right now we're going to baptize him in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we do that, we're going to believe that Spirit of God is going to begin to rise in him. We know it was already on him, but it's going to begin to rise in his heart and his mind. And it's going to begin to direct him. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, just lean back, buddy. Baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Father, let your anointing rest on Samuel. Praise God. For surely, my son, even though, did I not say that except you become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom? And I would say unto you that even the love and the joy that you show to other people is that childlike faith and that childlike exuberance. And I'm going to begin to use that. And I'm even going to use you amongst your friends. And you're going to find that there's going to be times when they're going to come and talk to you and they're going to tell you things that they're not telling anybody else. And they're not going to know why they're telling you. But it's going to be that you can pray for them and that you can intercede for them. And God's going to do a mighty thing. And you know, a lot of times, you know, I've heard of some of the old prophets, that some of the old young prophets. And there was one years ago that when he would come into the church, people would hide under the piano and stuff because they was afraid he was going to give them a word from the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, people want from you, Sammy. They're going to come to you because God's going to draw them. But you let him do the drawing. And then when he inspires you to say something, only say what he would have you say. And I believe that there's going to be a mighty anointing rest upon you, and you're going to do mighty exploits for the Lord. And I just can't, I just want to stand back and just with excitement waiting to see all the wonderful things God's going to do through you and in you, and the mighty fruit that's going to begin to grow out of the midst of you. And we thank God for you. And in Jesus' name right now, Father, I just ask you that your special anointing, you'd place a hedge about this young man, and that, Father, you would keep him safe, and that you would be his forward guard, his rear guard, and his side guard everywhere he goes, that no harm can touch him, nothing can come near unto him except for what you allow. And, Father, in Jesus' name right now, I ask that anointing rise. All the gifts and callings in him, I call them forth in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that you're going to bring him forth abundantly and that he's going to be a mighty warrior for you as he grows up. He's going to be mighty in word and mighty in deed, Father, and do exploits for you. But it's as you direct him, Father. And I ask you to just teach him to hear your voice. Give him those ears to hear your voice as you speak to him. As you speak to him in the word as he reads it, as you speak to him directly, as you speak to him out of situations and circumstances, because I think he's going to begin to start standing back once in a while and say, Lord, I see exactly what you're saying to me. I understand. Give him that understanding. Give him that wisdom to do that which would please you. And Father, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. In the name above all names, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise God.
I would say unto thee, my son, that when you can't hear your dad's voice, you can't hear your mom's voice, you can't hear your brother's voice, but you hear the name Sam being called. I would say unto thee, when you hear your name being called, say, here am I, Lord.
That's right.
Here am I. Because from that moment on, you'll know the voice of the Lord. And I would say unto thee, my sheep know my voice, saith the Lord. And the good thing is, none other will they follow.
Yes.
Because if you know my voice down deep in your heart and in your being, there will be no other voice that satisfies the name of Sam. Because I call you. I call you. I am your friend. I am the one that protects you. But I'm also the one that blesses you to bless others. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, buddy. Anybody else?
Bring all the little children unto me, for such is the kingdom of God, is what he said. Yes. So in the kingdom of God, he said, they're all like little children. Right. Bring all the little children unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. How can little children climb big mountains? How can little children be warriors for the Lord? How can little children go forth and do miracles? It's because of the miracle I'm doing in you this day. I'm doing a great work in you. Amen. It won't be you living anymore, but it will be me living my life through you. And that's where the journey is. It's me bringing forth my life in you. So go forth in my life.
Amen.
And I'm going to say this to you too also, buddy. I'm going to say, you know, Jeremiah one time, he said, Lord, I'm but a child. How can I do this? And that's exactly what God wants. Little children, just like Jim said, he wants us to have that spirit of a little child. You know, when you're a little child, you think dad can do anything. And you know, your heavenly Father, he can do anything. There's no limits. And no matter what he tells you to do, you just be obedient and do what he tells you and leave the results with him. He's the one that'll bring it all to pass. But I just want you to know, you're getting ready to start on an exciting journey. An exciting journey. And it's going to be a journey that's going to be just a wonderful, wonderful journey, because God's going to do a lot of things through you and to you and in you. And he's going to minister to a lot of people out of you. Just be obedient and do whatever God tells you to do. And you're going to know his voice. You're going to know his voice. Just like your grandpa over there prayed, you know, when Samuel, he was with Eli. And he heard a voice say, Samuel. And he went and woke Eli up. And he said, Eli, Eli, what do you want? What do you want, master? He said, I didn't call you. And he went back. It happened again. And then finally, Eli told him, he said, the next time it happens, say, Lord, here am I. What would you have me do? And you know what? When God speaks to you, just say that to him, Lord, here am I. What would you have me do? And a lot of times it's going to be just to pray or just to praise him or whatever. But you just do whatever God tells you, and you'll be right in the center of his will. And he loves you with an everlasting love, and you're a special young man. God bless you.
Amen.
Anybody else? Okay.
Sammy, you have not only been called to be a hearer of his word, you've been called to be a doer of his word. And the Lord showed me this radio. And this radio, there's a lot of static in certain places when you're trying to tune it in. And he's anointing your hearing right now that you can tune in to that right station, and that station is him. And he's giving you the ability today to tune in to him and to release all the static that comes to us from time to time. And you will then become the doer of that word.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else?
Sam, I got the chance to watch you last year, early last year. years and who love the Lord, and they can take you so far, but God's going to take you further.
Amen.
There are truths hidden in His Word that He's going to unveil from you from Ancient of Days that you're going to showcase to nations. You're going to declare Him to all people, and there'll be many who will come, and they'll come and know because of the words that you speak to them, because of the life that you breathe in every word. God bless you.
Did you hit the mark?
Praise the Lord.
Nobody else. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hold on. I'll take your hand down here if you want. Well, be careful if you're stepping down. Yeah. Just hold on to both sides and then kind of step down. There you go. You're good. You're pretty good, dear. You're good. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, Lord, we pray for our sister, Lord. I believe you have some special anointing on her life, too, Lord. And you're going to begin to bring forth this anointing in her that's going to break the yokes in a lot of people's lives. You know, the Lord gave you a word for me a couple weeks ago. And I thank you for your obedience and giving it to me. You know, it's hard, especially sometimes, to go tell a pastor something. Because everybody thinks he's got it tuned right into the station. He knows exactly where it's at. No, sometimes he doesn't. But, you know, I'm so thankful that you were obedient. And that was only the beginning. And what you're going to find out, that's why I made a special opportunity to come and tell you that meant something to me and that the Lord was dealing with me about what you said, because God's going to use you to do that with a lot of people in a lot of ways. But just make sure that you say, Lord, I want to make sure this is you, and it will be Him.
Yes.
And He's going to give you a word of knowledge. He's going to give you, I believe, even a word of knowledge. He's going to give you a great understanding, even a wisdom, to where you're going to begin to discern things that are going on in other people's lives. And when you come and give them that word, it's going to set them free. And I want you to do that. I want you to be obedient. And as far as what God's going to teach you, let Him do the teaching. Just say to Him, Lord, I want you to be my teacher. I want you, you sent your Holy Spirit into my life. It's to lead and guide me into all truth. And I believe you're going to do it. And even as you read the word, don't go in with a lot of preconceived ideals or preconceived notions. Just say, Lord, what would you speak to me out of your word today? And He's going to begin to speak to you even out of the word. And He's going to use you in mighty ways if you'll be obedient and do what He tells you to do when He tells you to do it. And it's not always going to be easy, because sometimes He's going to send you to people that you're going to say, can I really go and talk to that person? But yes, you can. But just be obedient to what He says. We're going to baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. Is that the way you want to do it? Okay. Because we're going to believe that by doing that, you're going to receive a real anointing in the Holy Spirit. You're going to be different from this day forward. And I know you have an open heart, and I know God's going to He's going to do some mighty things through you, girl. And you're just going to have to say, okay, Lord, I'll do it. And when you do it, even if it doesn't seem like it turned out the way you thought it should have, don't worry about how it turns out, because it's not you, it's Him.
Yes.
And when He tells you to do something, you just be obedient and do it. And you're going to find that He's going to do some mighty things. Father, in the name of Jesus, we baptize her. Cover your mouth and your nose. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise God. Amen, amen. Oh, you all right? No, don't go too far forward. We don't want to have to dig you out of the bottom down there. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank you right now for our sister. Glory to God. Glory to God. For surely, my daughter, I would say unto you this very day, that there's going to come such a change in you, and you're going to know that you've been changed from this day forward. You're going to move with a different might, a different power.
Yes.
and a different heart even. You're going to find yourself so compassionate towards other people and so loving that everything that you do is going to be it's going to be geared from the love of God. And Father, I just ask you right now in the name of Jesus to bring forth all of the gifts, all of the callings for her right now, Father.
Yes.
I ask you to just pour yourself through her and in her and just pour yourself out of her, Father. Let her be a vessel that she just opens up to you, and the abundance of the glory of God begins to pour out. And Father, she's going to find herself as she goes along and she learns how to handle herself a little bit. She's going to find herself prophesying. And as she prophesies, she's going to prophesy the word of the Lord. And it's going to be a powerful word. It's going to be a word that will bring deliverance to people and a word that will set the captives free. In the name of Jesus right now, Father, I pray for her. I ask that special anointing rest upon her, that you give her the mind of Christ, and that, Father, she begins to think those thoughts that you'd have her think. And sometimes when you find the Lord running something through your head and you say, geez, where did that come from? Start saying, Lord, here am I. I'm listening. What would you have me do? And a lot of times he's going to have you begin to speak that word out. And as you speak that word out, the anointing will go with that word and it'll break the yokes in lives. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask for a special anointing, a special release of your spirit in her, that she can fulfill all of the purposes that you have in her, that all the gifts and callings come forth. And Father, we thank you for our sister because she has such a sweet spirit already, and you're going to just make it so much sweeter and so much nicer. And even her husband is going to say, honey, you've changed. You've changed. And you know what? That change is going to cause him to change even. That's going to cause him to change some. And the two of you are going to be called together, and the two of you are going to do that which I'd have you do. But I'd say unto you, just keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, and just wait for me and let me speak to you. And I'll speak to you in the night seasons. I'll speak to you in the morning times. I'll speak to you in the quiet times. And you're going to be astounded at how many times I'm going to tell you to do something or tell you to say something. And it's going to be exactly the right thing. And don't hold back. Be obedient and do what I tell you to do. In the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
I would say unto thee, my daughter, you have come to me many, many times and said there has to be more to this. There's got to be more. Well, I would say unto thee, let it be known not only unto you, but to these witnesses. Today your more has arrived, because it is my spirit that brings forth more, saith the Lord. I am the increaser of all that which thou desirest, saith the Lord. In your heart will grow, saith the Lord, and you will know that you know that you know it is of God. And you will know, and you won't hesitate to know, and you won't hesitate to give the word, because out of your mouth will come forth life, saith the Lord, because out of my mouth comes forth life. And I would say unto thee, know that you know this is the day of more for thee and for others, saith the Lord.
My daughter, I revealed myself to you at a young age. You've known me as a young child. But I say unto you, I have known you before I formed you in your mother's womb. And I would say unto you that the word increase is correct, because I'm going to bring you into a greater depth of who I am. And when you come into a greater depth of who I am, you come into a greater love. And when you come into a greater love, faith worketh by love. And you will do greater things. And I'm going to broaden out your understanding and your knowledge of the Father in you. For in days gone by, there was many things that I desired to say unto you, even as I said unto my apostles and my disciples, but I was not able yet. But yes, you have come to a place, you have progressed, and you have come to a place where there is more, saith the Lord.
Amen. 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 what was coming to me was when it was speaking that how the children of Israel knew the acts of God, but Moses knew his ways. And he was showing me how he's going to be showing you his ways, and it's going to be so deep within you that it's going to show out to others, and that you'll be such a blessing to others as you come around them. Amen.
I feel like in the past maybe fear has hindered you from making certain decisions in your life, and you've not gone forth in many of those decisions that maybe you've thought you've hesitated on. But I believe that perfect love casts out all fear. And I believe you're going to walk in boldness. I believe you're going to declare truths that you find to many souls. I believe you're just going to be thrilled with what you see in the goodness of what God brings your way. I can't wait to see what happens. Oh, that's good stuff.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
You know, I have to tell you this. I can't sit back and hold some things, because you're going to declare those things that are crooked to be made straight.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, sis. Praise the Lord. Huh? No, he didn't make it. That's all right. That's okay.
All this to happen, so that's good.
Hey, know the Lord came.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'll have to call him and see what happened. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody out there, just remember all these that got baptized today. Keep them in your prayers. You know, God's going to do some wonderful things in days to come. And you know, I honestly believe that God's going to start adding even to our assembly. It's going to gradually start happening. But it's going to happen because His people are obedient and do what He tells them to do. And a lot of times we stand back and we say, well, bless God, why ain't the preacher out getting more people? You're the preacher. It's not just me, folks. It's you all too. And I just want to tell you, just keep them in prayer. Keep them lifted in prayer. And God's going to do some wonderful things. And if you all stand, we'll go ahead and close in a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, that name above all names, we thank you, Father, for this wonderful, wonderful service that we've had here today. You know, you said the angels in heaven rejoice every time somebody makes a commitment to you. And Father, I just thank you right now that the angels in heaven are rejoicing mightily. And Father, you know, I thank you that each one of these people that came forth here today, there's going to be a mighty change in their life. And that you're the architect of that change. And I just ask you, Father, to help us all to be an encouragement and a strength to them, and to lift them in prayer as they come to our mind, Lord. And we're most careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for all that you've done here today. In the name above all names, in the name of Jesus. And I will say to any of you all, if you haven't never been baptized and you want to do it, don't worry about coming and telling us that you want to do it, because we'll take care of it. We'll do it. That's why we got this portable tank, so that we can do it quickly. And Clyde does a wonderful job. Like I say, I appreciate him so much for getting this all ready. And, you know, I will tell you this, but when I was going to get baptized, I had to wait months before I could get baptized. Months. And I begin to question, Lord, do you really want me to get baptized? You know, and I don't want anybody in here to ever have to question that. You feel like the Lord wants you to be baptized? You tell us and we'll take care of it as quickly as we can. And I just want you all to just know that. And if you have any friends that you haven't invited, invite somebody to church once in a while. Bring a friend with you once in a while, you know. You guys are all ministers. You know, sheep begot sheep, shepherds begot shepherds. I want to turn you all into shepherds before we're done. And I want you all to turn some other folks into sheep. And when you do that, then you can become their shepherd, you know.
But Father, in Jesus' name, just have your way. Bless your people. We give you all praise and all glory for all you've done here. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And God bless you. You all go out and have a wonderful day today.